mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky,
it's the Valentine Cast with your announced couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is June 9th, 2014.
And this is episode 159. It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Yeah.
Since we've done a show.
Yeah, this is the longest hiatus we've ever taken.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Yeah.
We had two very busy Mondays.
Yeah. So, it was Memorial Day the first week. And yeah. It was like, that was the only day that weekend we actually had time to just chill out.
Yeah, and I needed it. I'm sorry, y'all, but I needed it.
Yeah, because Saturday, Renee was sick. We'll talk about that.
Sick. Yeah.
And then the next weekend, what happened?
Work.
Oh, I had work. Thing. Yeah. And if, yeah, for all those that are here, you may hear that third voice. That third voice is it's not an angel standing behind you.
Even though she's often mistaken for one, let me tell you.
I am never mistaken for an angel.
It's not an angel that's standing behind you, and you're not going to die and see the Lord Jesus Christ right now.
You are so... Damn it.
But that is Kim Price.
Hi, Kim.
Hello, you guys. Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I am so excited and so nervous and all kinds of things.
Oh, man.
So... the reason Kim is here, she requested to be on the show, which anyone can do, by the way.
Right.
She requested to be on the show because she has a secret announcement.
Yeah, so,
I do.
That so she let me, wants let me to see go. If I can find this. We just sitting around, you know, Renee and I chilling at the house, and we get a text, and it says, "Hey guys, do I have it here?" Because this was what, 2-3 weeks ago? Maybe.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It might have even been longer than that.
See, I'm going to just let everyone know you will want to be on this group text that
we have great group texts. They're so secret. They're so much fun.
I mean, there sometimes we get pictures of panties on there and stuff like that.
He's such a liar.
I am.
Actually,
we kind of do.
Yeah, we kind of do have pictures of panties on our group text.
So where's it at?
Anyway,
Kim said, "Hey guys, I want to be on your show on June 9th. It was very specific, too.
Very specific,
though. June 9th. And she said, "I have a very special secret, top secret announcement that I need to make." And so, well, of course, June 9th's here. And here's lovely Kim. She's here with us. Here we go. Yeah, right here.
Right here.
And well, for a special announcement, Renee and I have no idea what it is.
Right.
Well, in the text, I did throw out a few guesses.
Okay, so were any of our guesses right so far?
You're close.
We're close.
You're close. Okay, so I'll give you that hint. You're close. So I'm going to give these guys three guesses to guess what my big announcement, big secret is. And then if they don't get it by then, I'll tell you guys.
All right, so. Okay.
You go first. You can get two guesses because you're better at guessing.
We'll tag team on the second one. We'll make it a two-way guess, right, so we'll get four guests.
You go first.
It's our show, damn it. We can make up rules. No,
it's your show, you guys. You can really do what you want.
So first guess that I had was that Kim was going to announce she's going to get married and she wants to do it on the show.
So, right or wrong?
I am not getting married. And that one kind of blew me away because do you ever see me post anything about a guy anywhere?
You could be very private.
Hey.
You know.
Yeah, because I don't share any of my life anywhere.
No, it could be one of those things where it's like you could have, you know, when you got back and somebody just head over heels and
just swept me off my feet.
You know, you went to Vegas.
You're like engaged like a Saudi prince. I mean, we don't know this.
Yeah.
You know?
That could have been, but no, I'm not getting married, but it's not far off. So it's a hint. It's not.
That's throwing me off right there.
Yeah. Like, what is close to getting married?
I don't know.
Okay. So it doesn't have to do with a guy. So.
Or a girl.
Or a girl.
Or a girl.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, hey. You never know. So.
No, I totally agree on that. Yeah, but okay. Sadly, no beautiful women have swept me off their feet.
No engagement. Off my feet either. No marriage.
All right. Your turn.
All right. My turn. I can't think of anything that has to do with marriage. So I'm just gonna, you are getting a new job.
Oh gosh. Yeah. That's a good guess. But well, I just got a new job.
Maybe she found something like crazy amazing.
I mean, what's better than working for Dollhouse Systems?
I know, right?
I've got the perfect job. We know this.
I got to play WildStar today because I needed to test out a computer.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
What could be better than that?
I'm a terrible guesser. All right, so you get the third one.
So the third one's going to be the one that we decided to go with so that we'll quit trying to rack our brain over it.
Okay.
We said that Kim and Dollhouse Systems are going to give us a $5 savings bond for Maya and Zoe for their college education. Boom.
Yes, we did. We said they're going to give us a $5 savings
bond. I said, that's it?
Nothing to do.
I was like, we're going to just say that.
They're going to do a starter college savings bond with $5.
But you know what?
I'm tired of thinking about it.
We totally, totally will. No. That's not exactly the thing, but
we're terrible.
So, at this point, Jay, I need for you to do me a favor. Okay?
Okay.
I need for you to go to your front door.
What?
Yes. I need you to go to your front door.
I'm glad you have pants on, too. So Jay's going to the front door. Do you want to put Toby in?
Please go to your front door and that's where the surprise begins.
See, you can't be here and be there. So it's not like you're here. That would be so fracking awesome if you were here. But it's kind of impossible seeing as you're not here.
That I'm on camera. So no, but, I'm so excited now.
It's freaking me out so much.
I am so excited.
Before Tank Girl said it's pizza.
So, as you know, if you're listening to this, we now have Jay walking to his front door
and
to see
laughing.
What is out there. And me and Renee are just waiting.
And he's laughing.
Is he?
Yes.
Can you hear him?
He's doing the oh my gosh laugh.
Yes. So, yes. I can't wait till he comes.
He said,
back.
What the hell?
See, I didn't make you get up, Renee. I made him get up.
What is this? Oh, my God. Where did all this come from? Who's out there?
Nobody's
out there? So, Jay comes in carrying this huge tote of stuff.
So, don't open it yet.
Okay. All right. I'm not opening anything. Don't open it yet.
So I've got a little confession to make. Okay. We're hijacking your show today.
You're hijacking our show?
We are hijacking your show today.
Our show's getting hijacked. Oh my gosh. There's nobody out there.
Nobody.
So who dropped off stuff? Pie Kitchen. Oh, if anybody knows Pie Kitchen in Louisville, they make the amazing desserts. I'm going to hold this up. So Jay, tell me if you can see this. I don't even know what to say right now. But can you see this on camera? Help me out, Jay.
Up a little bit.
There
you go.
There you go.
Okay.
So we have this.
So you cannot have a baby shower without cake, right?
Yes.
Right?
So we got you cake.
Oh my gosh.
I'm tripping out a little
serious?
Bit.
Serious? I am tripping out.
Yes.
So, who put this together is what I want to know.
Okay. Before you answer that, Nikki. Nikki.
Oh my gosh.
Came up with this idea, and she said, you know, she got a couple of us together and said, "Hey, can you guys help me out?" And we're like, Yeah. Yeah. I'm all in. And so we started planning a little bit here and there. And we have had this secret thing going on for like a month now. Oh, and wow. You guys didn't know.
Wow.
I am blushing. I am like so warm right now. Well, oh my God, guys. Well,
I have to ask.
Cry, because my hormones are crazy.
I have
now,
to ask like, now. Understand. Who the hell dropped them all?
Clark.
Yeah, because Nikki did say Clark is on the road. In fact, he's in Louisville. Where is he? Did he leave?
He did not want to put any pressure on you guys, so he just wanted to drop it off and go.
Oh. He didn't say hi.
Nikki, if Clark is like around here somewhere, you need to tell him he need to turn around and come back.
Come say hi. So
I do have to applaud everybody on our Facebook pages.
Oh my gosh, guys.
They all keep it secret and you do not know how many of your friends have been, you know, planning this. And so I'm kind of going to hijack your show here and I'm going to kind of take over.
Hey, that's fine. Oh my gosh,
that's perfectly
fine. I hate to do that to you guys.
No,
but
no.
No, this is awesome.
This is, you know,
everything we're going to talk about, can't wait.
I am blown away.
I am.
I'm not going to lie. I went up to the door with trepidation because I'm like, who the hell's at my door?
Someone said it was a stripper and someone said it was pizza.
Really?
And someone said...
Yeah. So, okay. The first thing that I'm going to do is there were a few people who could not be with us today. You know, Christine is over in Greece right now. So she has sent a voice message and I have a few of these that we're going to play during the show. So this is the first one. This is from Christine.
Hi, Jay and Renee. It's Christine, aka Strumpet 101. How are you guys? I know how you are. You're probably like nervous, excited, impatient, tired, and surprised, I hope. And my husband is talking in the background, even though he was explicitly told not to. So I hope you don't hear him. Sorry, I can't be there today. I'm away, as you might know, but I wanted to send you guys a message anyway on this auspicious eve, well, hopefully not eve, well, maybe eve, who knows, of your becoming parents together. I am so excited for you guys. I know you're so happy, and I love seeing all your updates, and I know you're going to be amazing parents. I just wanted to say one thing. Don't forget to play. Even if, like, you decide to be the most amazing parents ever, don't forget to play. I think it's so important to keep playing because, face it, that's what you love doing, right? Kids love seeing what you love to do, and they know you're happy if you get to know what you love to do. It's kind of weird advice for babies, though, isn't it? get some sleep. Remember to get sleep. That's my most important advice at the start. Anyway, I am so excited for you. Can't wait to see the little darlings. I'm sure you're getting there too. And best wishes to you and congratulations. Bye.
Oh my God. I don't think I could take much more. Oh my God. I'm so blown away. Okay.
So that was Christine. And of course, she would have been here if she could. And there was some other people who couldn't. So the next one, I'm going to read this next one. This is from N. And he says, hey, JJ and Renee, I'm really sorry that I couldn't be listening live or in the chat room with you guys, but I needed to tell you of the great confidence I have in your ability to be amazing parents. Okay, I'm going to cry. You're the kind of people that reach out and help others, that change lives for the better and work towards making the world a better place. Those two babies are so blessed and so lucky to have amazing parents like you. May the sleepless nights go by quickly. May the scraped knees happen rarely. May the boys know that there will be no butt touching. May your love for your children only be eclipsed by the ever-growing love that you have for each other, overflowing, new, and amazing each day. May other parents look to you as fine examples, and may you forever have the respect of all that know you. Stay awesome, Anne.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate y'all so much.
I don't like cry.
You're so totally making me cry.
I don't cry.
Okay. At this point, I'm going to add in Nikki. And, Nikki, I do not see Nikki online right now. So I'm going to add in Mary Henderson to the call. And I'm going to let her talk, and then I'll come back in, and I'll be adding people throughout the call. Okay. So you guys don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
It's probably Clark.
It's probably Clark. Are you there, Mary? Hello? Can you hear us?
Sorry, all you hear is Toby. I can't hear her.
I can't hear her. Oh, no. Is she there?
So you can't hear her, right?
I can't hear her either. Darn it.
But we should be able to hear her.
Yeah, you might. Are you not?
Yeah, but we should be able to hear her coming through yours.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Before.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh,
there
yes.
Oh, yay.
Hi.
Okay, sorry about that. Surprise!
Oh my gosh, I'm so surprised. Are you kidding?
I just hope I can get through this without totally losing it.
Oh, well, I've already lost it. I don't even cry. So this is like, hold on, quick second. Oh my God.
Sorry, it's all right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, I was happy to.
Oh my gosh.
Man, excuse the mess, man.
Sorry. Mary's on the call.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what to do. Sorry, it's warm in here. Our office gets really hot.
Right.
And if you want, it's cool up front too. How long are you gonna be in Louisville?
I've actually got an interview tomorrow. I've got to get back to Nashville.
So you're heading back out. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Sorry, Mary. Clark's leaving.
It's okay.
Hold on.
I can stay for a bit.
Okay. Yeah. At least you need to leave, man. All
right.
Okay. Whew. Oh, thanks on my belly. Yeah, you all get to see how big I'm getting. Okay.
All right, sorry.
Okay.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, guys.
This is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
First of all, Nikki and Kim, absolutely 100%, thank you for putting this together.
And Rebecca, and I've got to say Rebecca too. She really helped out. So, but that's yeah. And so it's all yours, Mary. I'll let you go.
So I know we've got lots of people that want to share their well wishes. So I'm going to keep this brief. But I have to tell you guys, one of the greatest things in the world for me is watching two people that I respect so much take on the role of parents together. Renee, JJ, individually, you guys are amazing people, and together you two are unstoppable, really. And now as parents, you're going to continue the legacy of what it means to be a Valentine, and that includes honesty, commitment, compassion, and pure unconditional love for the people around you. And I honestly can't wait to follow your parenting adventures and watch those two little munchkins grow up and take over the world. So Jim, Hayden, Sam, and I, we love you guys. And best of luck to you. Can't wait to see those two little ones.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you so much. I've never been more upset that we're not going to Intertacular. I'm so mad.
So Mary's gift is there, so we want to open it, her gift. I'm not sure which one it is. It's the big one?
Yes, this one. Clark is helping.
Oh, Clark is helping. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Sorry. It says to Renee and JJ. No, this is from Diddy.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, wrong one.
Oh, the big paper one.
The big one. Okay, this one.
That one.
Yeah, take the kick the cupcakes. Yeah, it says lots of happy wishes and tadpole love to the Valentine family. Love the Hendersons, Mary, Jim, Hayden, and Sam. Oh, I'm going to put this down so I can... Aw, it's a spinning dryer rack. Look at there. Oh,
awesome.
That is so cute. Oh, we're going to need these. We're going to have lots of bottles.
Yeah.
And some Playtex bottles with drop-ins.
Yes.
Yes. And, oh... a bottle brush.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is better than the old wire ones.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Oh my gosh. So, okay. I'm getting really
love
warm.
Love you guys.
Love you
Thank
too.
You
Thank
so you so much, Mary. Thank you. Oh.
Well, okay. There's lots more coming, so don't get rid of all your tears now.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring in Nikki next. Seriously, Nikki was the mastermind on this, and she deserves so much credit to it. And Nikki. Wait, not Nikki. There we go. Okay, I gotta like.
This is like unreal.
I'm so glad you guys were surprised.
Oh my god, are you kidding
so,
me?
So glad. It was hard. I don't think.
Hello.
Oh, there's Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, JJ. Hey, Renee.
What's going on, Nikki?
Mark's here. Nikki's here. It's like you all are here.
You're not supposed to come up here until like the end of July or something to bring the damn. Costco diaper stuff up.
Well, that was me taking too much time. So,
thank you so much.
We have a game to play.
Oh.
There's wet shower. We've got cake. We've got presents. We've got a game.
Oh, my gosh.
So, chat room is going to call out the answers. This is a Name Those Geek Twins game.
Oh, my gosh.
Geek Twins. So let me get situated. Sorry, my tech guy is not in town tonight. I don't know where he's at. He kind of skipped town on me.
He I believe your pet guy is sitting in here.
The tech guy is organizing presents for us
okay.
Right now.
Well, he has one, I think, ready for you to open up. This is from someone who could not be in the chat room, but he wanted to send a present.
Okay.
So,
oh, he already knows who it is. Look at there. To Renee and JJ. This is from you all. Is that the one you went? That's the open?
No, there's another one.
Nope, it's a different one.
But you can open that one. So you can go ahead and open up.
Okay, all right. We can open this one. Your turn.
All right.
Jay's turn.
So I'm opening it up.
Okay. He's like a minute behind, so.
So we have a cute.
Oh, look at the little ladybugs. Look at the feet.
I know.
Show the feet. Oh. I can't wait to put him in that.
And then we have Swaddlers.
Oh, we need those.
We do need those. And we have Baby Essentials.
Oh, awesome.
The grooming kit.
Awesome.
Aww. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. I like the brushes and stuff because I hope their hair is like super curly and like cute. And oh my god, thank you so much. Thank you all. I'm like,
I actually had one of each. I had one with really soft hair and one with really curly kinky hair.
Yeah, we have no idea what the hair is going to look like. It could be a wide array. So that's, okay, I feel like I'm dreaming. Like, cause you know how pregnancy gives you weird, freaky dreams. I dreamed I went to Nerdtacular last night, and I couldn't go to the event because I was in a spy ring and I had to go to work as a spy, and I had to wear slacks and high heels as a spy. It was a weird dream.
It's funny. I'm at night. I don't think we talked about this on the show. At night, when Renee wakes up, when I know she's getting up, I wake up just a brief moment, just enough to put my arm out and so that she can grab a hold of it to pull herself up to
because
get out of bed.
Because anybody who's been pregnant knows how hard it is to freaking turn over in bed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't believe you all did this.
I'm shocked.
Amazing.
I am absolutely blown away.
I'm in crazy shock.
Okay. The chat room is ready. I'm going to go ahead and type in the first name of our geek twins.
So we're a minute behind. So we have to keep that in mind, right? I love the little bags.
Okay. Marvel twins, Aura and Old Man Frank.
North Star.
Nice.
The people that are really quick on their keyboard are gonna get these.
What does do we give it to Cyberwave since you capitalized the N?
Oh, and, you're so mean.
And OMF.
Got one
not.
More. Here we go. Thundercats. Old Man Franks again.
Boo, OMF. He's terrible.
He's kind of a geek.
Yeah.
He's
a little bit of a geek.
Okay, DC, Jade and.
Oh, Jade, that's Maya's middle name.
It is.
Yes.
I wonder if she knows this.
I know.
Really?
Because he's DC.
Come on.
Oh, he doesn't know it.
No way. I'm a little disappointed in him.
I hear Google getting fired up by a lot of people.
Feel free to Google.
Renee, do you know this one?
I have no idea. I'm not a DC person. I'm not a DC person.
Jade and Sapphire. How's that?
Jade and Sapphire are great twin names.
That sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it because they're too matchy-matchy. Jade and Emerald? Jaden Emerald.
Jaden Diamond?
Obsidian.
Obsidian.
Okay.
Ralph said I refuse
to
Google DC.
Okay, we'll go back to Marvel for this next.
Ralph said I refuse to Google DC.
Yeah, unless it's Batman.
Unless it's Batman.
And then,
okay,
you know.
One more Marvel one.
I didn't even know Captain Britain had a twin.
I didn't either. Huh.
Did he get it?
Old Man Frank did.
Wow. Psylocke is his twin?
That is crazy.
That's something they put out of their butt at the last minute. They were like, you know what? We could totally have Psylocke and Captain Britain be twins.
Okay. I'm tripping on that one.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a great game. Oh my gosh.
I feel so bad because I didn't know any of them.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
I knew the Thundercats
Super
one.
Friend.
Yeah.
Great.
I knew Thundercats.
Super Friends.
Fox Lore.
Yay. So Zan and Jan.
Should I wait till somebody spells it? I think we've all got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Jaina? Janya?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think Foxlore should get it.
Yeah. We'll do it. OMF is just like the geekiest of everything.
Okay, let's do one more. Trying to type these out on an iPad. So it's an X-Men.
Oh,
Quicksilver.
Everybody should get that one.
Yep.
We gotta give it to
Scarlet Witch.
Cyberwave. Give it to Cyberwave. Give it to Michaela.
Give it to Michaela. He's won like three. Give it to
Michaela. Oh, man, let somebody else win.
You 14 year old.
That annoying kid in school that just raises his hand all the time, huh?
Before take a Scarlet Pimpernel.
Okay, so, I think Old Man Franks won that game, so we'll give him the gift, the virtual shower gift.
Yay!
You get...
I got this.
And I think Clark might have another gift. We've got a couple more to open up now.
We have one...
You have the toothbrush holder.
We have one more from you guys. Right. And then and then we have one from...
Mashup Man!
Mashup Man.
So do you want me to open one from you guys?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that. Aw, the second ladybug.
Aww.
Oh, they had the ladybug on the butt.
See, I don't do a great job of displaying.
Well, it's not on the butt, but it's almost on the butt. It's close enough. That's so cute.
I've been told I don't do a great job of displaying or explaining.
Oh, and baby wipes, because you gotta have the baby wipes to go with the diapers. Do. Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys. Oh, something else in there. Oh, and more baby wipes. Good. Oh, this is a travel pack.
Yep.
So put in the diaper bag.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pack.
You will go through this watch.
Yeah. I love the look on her face.
I think my kids were middle school when I stopped carrying wipes in my car.
Really? You said middle school?
Yeah.
Middle school.
Baby,
they're messy.
They are messy.
Baby poop still freaks me out. I'm hoping it won't freak me out in a few months, but it freaks me out. I don't like my own poop. I'm more like baby poop.
Well, the first baby poop isn't bad because it smells, you know, pretty good. And you're like, I can handle this. And then they get that first solid food and you're like, oh my God, what right. did this baby die? What died inside of my baby?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Awesome. And here you can open this one. It's from Mashup Man.
All right. Some Mashup Man's cute bag with the monkey hanging on it.
I know. I love the little giraffes and the lions and the monkeys. This is.
And it is the sound spa.
Oh my God. That is so awesome.
For Mashup Man.
I know. That's perfect.
And we have some Gerber Baby sleeping place.
Oh. Those are cute. There's little elephants on it.
Yes. And oh washcloths.
Yay.
I cannot
I'm
use
I'm excited.
These.
Yeah, we have a. No, you can't use those. Baby only. I don't want you wiping your butt with our baby's washcloths. We're not doing that. And I get this cute little well tub so I can't wait to give them their first little bath. I heard that babies don't get dirty, so they don't need a bath all the time.
They get dirty.
Well, they don't really get dirty. I heard you just got to clean the folds on their, in their neck.
I miss those days.
Well, good luck. Well, guess what? They're coming back.
Well, I miss
the days of you not having to take a bath.
Yeah.
So say, oh,
I had to
okay.
clean the folds of my neck, you know.
Well, thank you, Mashup Man. That's
thank
amazing.
So much.
Do we have one more gift?
We have one more
from someone else who couldn't be here tonight, couldn't be in the room.
This is from Trisha. Is that the one you wanted?
Yep.
Yes.
And I think there's a card in that one.
Yep, she's
says,
open
Happy
it.
Baby Valentine's.
Before take girl.
I thought she was here, though. She's here.
She's here.
Is she?
She's in the room.
So it says, you've got double the smiles, giggles, and coos, two armfuls of the sweetest baby snuggles, and even more love than you ever could have imagined. Wishing your family all the best. Josh Walbin. Baldwin. Walbin. And Trisha, they're not. I always wonder if I say your name right, and if I say it wrong, I'm sorry. They're not? I don't know.
I'll say
terrible.
You before tank girl.
Oh my gosh. Look at these little ones.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so is that Josh Hart? Oh my gosh, Josh Hart.
That's Josh Hart. Oh my god.
What
is a little horde thing? Now you have to tell me how to wash it so that I don't mess it up.
That is so cute.
These are so cute. And look at this one.
It's just a little troll.
It's a little troll.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is the best. And look at the little horde. There's like I want them to be here. Hurry up. Come on. Oh, 37 weeks.
Oh, okay. I'll do 37
weeks. I think that's it for me, right, Kim?
That is
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
Jay and Renee, we will come see you after your little bundles of joy get there.
Yes.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. I can't wait.
All right. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you. That is so adorable. I don't know if I can let those girls wear them, because the first time they spit up, I'm going to be so upset.
No.
Okay, so I have a couple of more audio submissions for you here. The first one is from your good friend Scott Johnson, and he just wanted to say a few words to you.
JJ and Renee, do you guys have any idea how excited I am for you guys?
No.
I'm so freaking stoked. I wanted to be a twin, and then I wanted to have twins. Neither happened.
Aww.
I kind of look like Judge Reinhold, but that's not the same. You guys are going to be such great parents to these brand new kids, and I could not be happier for you. So for me, and all things Frog Pants, we wish you the best of luck with this entire endeavor. May parenthood of twins, of beautiful little girls, be the greatest accomplishment of your life. You guys are awesome. We're going to miss you at N14. Mm-hmm. But we'll be thinking about you. Bye.
Bye, Scott. Oh, no, you don't want to make me cry.
No, Scott, we know Scott probably heard this. We knew you were excited, man.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect pause there.
Yeah, that was great. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
And the next one is from Ralph, your good friend and friend of the show, Tom Merritt.
Ralph says hi, Clark.
Hey, my favorite Valentine's, Tom Merritt here. You know, I thought about singing Having My Baby or some baby-related song of some kind, and then I thought a better gift would be for me not to sing and just wish you guys all the best and congratulations. You are rockin'.
Aww.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, everyone they just wanted to give you their love. That's what they do, you know, because you guys are so amazing. Okay, so the next people that I'm going to pull in is, of course, our friends Alachia and Daniel.
What? We just told you.
What?
Just talk to them. They knew and they kept it a secret from us.
I'm gonna beat her ass.
Yes, I'm so
gonna beat your ass. You wait till we get off the show. What the hell?
I know, because we play Diablo with them all the time.
Hey guys,
I can't believe you kept it a secret.
And the funny part,
they were like, yeah, you know, Kim's gonna be on the show. I'm like, yeah, what's she gonna talk about? I don't know, man. So I have two stories to share with you guys, kind of like kid baby stories, right? That our mother shared with us about us being babies. The first one, I guess Renee will enjoy since she has a love for baby poop. When my father, when I was born, my father was new at babies and didn't know how to do anything, didn't know how to change a diaper, anything. There's no internet, no tons of YouTube channels, anything like that. So my mother just told him, you know, to check if you need to check the baby to see if it needs a diaper change, you just stick your finger in, you know, right, the diaper,
right,
to see if it's, you know, and then just to see if it needs to be changed. Well, he just, I guess, assumed that this also applied for the other part. And so instead of lifting me up to smell, you know, whether or not he needed to change for the poop part, he just stuck his finger in the diaper.
Ew.
And like he pulled it out and he was like, poo all over his fingers. Oh, gross. And he was like, what do I do? And my mom was like, just go wash your hand. What do you mean? It's just poop. You know, like,
what do I do?
What do I do? Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
And then the story Six's mom just recently told me was about this little man right here. You can see he's made of like little suckers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So apparently when Azixa was a young boy, he had a problem saying S's.
Did too.
Like four, five, six, you know, that kind of thing. So he got this for his for Christmas one year. And he went around the house, like during, you know, with all the family around and everything, and he was like throwing these at the window.
Yeah, my uncle was visiting at the time from Florida.
Yelling.
And I was like sitting there, I was like, fucker man. my uncle was like, what did he say?
He's saying sucker man, of course.
Sucker man.
We're hoping that you two have a lot of stories like this that you can tease Maya and Zoe with.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. I'm sitting here because, oh, you know what? I'm just crying.
You're just
I'm
crying.
I'm crying and laughing. What the hell, man?
He cries more than 90. That's the best part.
That is not the best part. Damn it. So he said, Jay and Renee, So many adventures to be had soon. So much imagination and play. The girls won't be able to enjoy this for a few years, but mommy and daddy can in the meantime. Love, Alachia and Azixa.
Aww. I love the stories.
Oh,
Suck a man.
Now, if they have trouble saying S's, can I get them at Toysa?
I guess.
So we can just take it over your
mom. We'll send you the sucker
my
man.
My mom and dad will be appalled.
They'll be like, what are they saying?
What are you teaching them?
I know.
Wrap. This is heavy.
Bubble wrap. Yes, bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap. Oh.
This yeah, okay, smallest. So I wanted to get the baby bra thing for Jay to wear.
Oh my
god. He was gonna refuse god. To wear it.
See, Renee sees all you know.
I see it on the side. And it's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Is that the Calvin and Hobbes collection?
It's the complete collection.
Oh, they cannot touch that until they no longer have sticky fingers. And
I know. I was like, what if I should get them like an eBay like used version as well as the collector's edition so
God.
That they...
Because
I was like... but yeah.
Touch that. We enjoyed
Calvin and Hobbes so much growing up, and I think your kids will too.
It was such a great series. I love it still.
Thank you guys so much.
I wanted a Hobbes when I was little, but... This is amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
They can't touch these.
Congratulations.
These. I'm going to put them on the shelf and be like,
we'll keep them in the plastic.
And Azixa got these for you all, but not to your elder.
And only with white gloves.
Yeah, and only with white gloves. And only,
teach them how to be a geek nerd but from the beginning.
We'll teach them how to do the card catalog. Maybe we'll call it catalogies.
Yeah. The perfect nerd stuff, the card cataloging stuff in our own house.
That's how it was back then.
Thank you all so much.
Thank
this is
so
amazing.
Much.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to read this.
You guys are online.
All right. See you.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
We'll be playing with them in like probably a few hours or so.
We gotta have them beforehand, right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
So we have another guest. We have Aaron or Donald. I'm not sure. Is this the right one? Let me see here. Yes. Well, let me get him in here. Are you there?
Yes.
Diddy!
Hey!
It's Diddy, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You're so.
Hey.
Oh, Karen, she's cute. Sorry, I just got a picture from Karen. Diddy, hi. I'm so excited.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You?
Yeah. So I wish Clark could see my,
your icon.
My icon.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Clark, come here for a second. Diddy wants you to see something. Sorry about the mess, man.
It's all right, man. Diddy.
Said you're hopeless.
But we beat you.
Like a penny with a hole in it.
I just wanted to say congratulations, guys. I'm really, really happy for you. I know those girls will have wonderful, wonderful parents. And there'll be, you know, great times ahead for you guys. And just remember, you can't do anything wrong. Whatever you do will be perfect as parents.
I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll see when they get here. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. Trust me. Yeah. I don't know how this whole parenting thing works.
Don't turn them on.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is from
you're welcome.
Diddy and Udella. And it says, hope you enjoy finishing off your nursery. Oh, gosh. I got it. I'm doing it. I got it. Oh, this is so cute. It's a lamp and shade. Look at it.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a, for those of y'all who didn't know, we have a theme of jungle, safari, animals type thing. This is perfect.
That is perfect.
Oh my God, this is perfect.
It's awesome. Thank you guys.
Thank you all so much.
I'm glad you like it.
You don't even want to see our nursery right now. It is a freaking mess. And we have to get it ready in less than, thank you card, in less than a few weeks. So.
And it's like, we got to get more thank you cards.
Yeah. We need more thank you cards.
We use them all.
Yeah, and we need people's addresses. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys. Give me
You're welcome.
Hug you, Della, for us.
Oh, this is also there.
Okay.
Do you want to open this up that one?
Sure. All right. It says, has a note in here. It says, yay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Girl Power from Udella and Diddy.
Oh my God! It's the onesies!
It's the onesies, yes!
They were so cute. I was like, I don't care if nobody gets these. I'm getting these because they're too freaking cute.
No way. I saw those on the list and those had to go.
They're so adorable. Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to put them in that.
6 months.
6 months.
Those are awesome.
Those are so cute.
Awesome.
Those are adorable.
Thank you.
Oh, I hope the new movie doesn't suck.
Well, you know how to do that. You know how I do that. I just don't go see it.
You just don't go see it. You just show them the old cartoons. Right. Oh, thank you. Thank you all a ton.
For
this
real.
This is amazing. Ralph said when he works from home, he only wears onesies. I don't know. I'm not sure how to conjure that in my mind.
Okay.
I'm trying not to.
You see what I wear.
I don't want to. Okay, it's cake time.
Cake. Yay.
Cake time. You guys need Clark to eat your cake.
Here. So you get some cake, here. Clark.
Get some cake.
Clark gets cake.
I mean,
Clark is there.
He did freaking drive all the way up here. He gets cake.
Okay, let's see. I know Renee doesn't like cream cheese, so I'm going to grab that one.
You're so nice. I like cream cheese on certain things, not anti-cream cheese.
Like
I do. I'm getting the big old Reese's.
Aww.
And Clark, here, have one. Pick your favorite out of all those. So, we are breaking the cardinal rule. You realize this, right? Eating during a podcast.
And it's funny, after we had dinner today, I almost stopped at Kitchen to get a brownie. I almost stopped at Panera to get a brownie. Then I almost stopped at Dairy Queen to get a Georgia Mud Blizzard. And wow. I was like, for some odd reason, I just didn't want it.
Oh my God, those look amazing. Oh, that is so amazing looking.
I can't eat the whole thing. I'm sitting here, I'm telling you that right now because it's so rich.
Oh, God. That's good.
One more bite.
Okay, that's good. Yay, cake! Cake!
This is our food section, yeah.
Yes.
I give it like,
And so while you guys are eating, you need to check your show email.
Okay, I did.
Okay, and what do you have there?
All right, so in our show email.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Oh, wow. We have two emails. One is from McCalla and Tetsimi, and it says, congrats on the impending arrival of your baby girls. We look forward to seeing them grow into amazing ladies. The two of you are going to be such great parents together. And it's an Amazon gift card.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because they send diapers right to your door, which is freaking amazing. Thank you all so much. Okay.
Whew. And then we have another from Salmonatrix.
Oh my God, Salmonatrix.
Said, there are not words for how excited I am for you two. You are awesome, awesome people, and you will be awesome, awesome parents. If you ever need a babysitter, give me a call. I just need 6 hours notice. love you guys lots and lots.
Oh, thank you all so much. Yeah, babysitters. I don't know. I don't know if I would put that on anybody. Like, yeah, we have some infant twins for you to take care of. How are you going to like that?
Thank you all so much.
Thank you all so much.
Okay, now we have one more guest to bring in, and we have Becky to bring in. So I'm going to get her in here, and we've got some more stuff to do. Yay!
Cake.
Yay, cake.
Cake. Nom, 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 nom.
Yay, cake.
And Becky's here, so take it away. Are you still there?
Hey, baby.
I am still here.
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me okay?
Okay.
Nope. Sorry, I'm going to mute you so I don't get confused and start looking at the wrong set of Valentines. So, Valentine people, happy almost baby day.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so excited. I saw your tummy and I'm like, is she even showing? We haven't seen her. We haven't seen a tummy and we haven't seen, it's like.
I'm totally showing. Right. If you went to my pregnancy blog, totally see I'm freaking showing. So,
Oh, maybe I'll have to go check out your pregnancy blog then. Yeah. I can live vicariously through you. My baby days are long gone. We've got kids who are over 20. So
I'll put it in there.
All right. So we have a fabulous baby movie trivia game, because I think we've gone a little too long without a game. So this is, I'm going to ask the questions. People can answer in the chat, or I guess Diddy could yell in the background, but I don't think he's going to know these answers. So he's not much of a baby movie, you know, crybaby kind of movie. Okay, so first question is, in the 1985 movie, Baby Secret of the Lost Legend, what is the baby?
Baby Secret of the Lost Legend.
These could also substitute as movies you could watch in future.
I don't know this one.
Anybody in the chat room?
Does anybody in the chat room know?
Oh, they're a minute behind us. So.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Okay, give them a second.
So. No, I don't know that one.
Hmm. I didn't either. I hadn't even heard of the movie.
Oh.
So,
Old Lady Franks made a guess. Is she right?
Oh, Not quite an elephant, but a long.
Child.
You're heading in the right direction.
I like a Damon child. Damon.
Not a demon, just Damon.
Just Damon.
I used to know a Damon. Like,
all those poor
Damon
children
child.
Named Damon.
I know.
Okay, the answer is okay. Old Lady Franks is. Oh no, it's Malinori. Well, close. It's a dinosaur.
Oh, Ninja said it. So we're actually right. So
good job.
They got it. So.
All right. I'll have to give people more time. All right. Second question. Which science fiction actor directed Three Men and a Baby?
I didn't know a person did Three Men and a Baby. Shock that.
Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, my that gosh. Was... I talked about this once.
There was a ghost in that movie, wasn't there?
That's what they said.
Oh. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's supposed to be like one of those films where there's a ghost in the film.
Yeah, there's a frame. Malinor said Ridley Scott. Is he right?
Not Ridley Scott, not Spielberg. Oh, yes. Tedra 64, Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah,
very good.
Oh, that is right.
Seriously?
That is right. So
did he direct Three Men and a Little Lady, too?
I actually watched that one, too. We watched Three Men and a Baby so freaking much when I was a kid.
Ted Danson's wig.
Because wasn't it? It's a toupee.
Toupee, whatever.
The man is a toupee. You know, I'm gonna.
Oh, my God. What is the name of the baby in the original Look Who's Talking?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just trying to remember, see if I know it.
Bob.
You can't guess it. They have to guess it. But that
he guessed wrong anyway. It's okay.
Yeah, it's totally wrong. Are you Googling?
No, answering Aaron.
Oh.
I'm answering Aaron. He's in the other chat.
Hey, Ninjinx, there you go.
Ninjinx,
Mikey.
It's Mikey.
Very good.
Hey. Oh, it was Mikey.
What was Roseanne Barr's in Look Who's Talking To?
I don't know.
The other baby. I don't
the
remember.
Kid her. Sister?
Someone said Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Joey Bag of Donuts. Thanks, great. Nice one, Ralph.
Is that a reference to Moe's? No.
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. Moe's. Moe's.
That's awesome.
All right. Next question. So we've got three more. 1988 John Hughes film, She's Having a Baby, stars who as a new husband and somewhat reluctant father? Oh, I love this movie.
Hmm. I never saw it.
Michael J. Fox.
Oh, I know this one.
Not Michael J. Fox.
Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Oh, it's Kevin Bacon?
It is indeed Kevin Bacon.
Yay!
Very
that
good.
Really wasn't fair. I shouldn't have said it before the chat room had a chance. But
Kim gets
the
point.
Only one I knew, so.
Take that, OMF.
I know. So Kim just said Kevin Bacon, but how do we know she said Kevin Bacon before Kim said Kevin Bacon?
That's a good point. That's the only one. All right, next one. What is the baby's name in The Incredibles?
Oh, I've only seen that movie
once.
Oh,
it's, I've
seen it once too.
Guess.
I do not retain these kinds of things.
Yes. Because the kid's beta's fish was named.
Oh, your kid's beta fish.
You remember the fish's name?
No.
Wow.
No, his kids had a beta
your
fish.
Kids.
That was named after him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I've eaten almost all this cupcake. You are terrible, terrible influences. Terrible.
Oh, Punk Gopher's got it.
Yay.
Jack.
It was Jack.
Yay.
That's the baby's name. Jack.
You know, yeah, I remember that. Because wasn't there a short film called Jack Jack?
It was.
I don't retain any of this ever. So
I don't either.
All of this is news to me. All right. One last question. What movie is the line for all the points? What movie has the line, give me some sugar, baby, from?
Give me some sugar, baby.
Almost all of them? Oh, no.
Maybe it's give me some sugar, baby.
Give me some
depending
sugar,
on how you say
baby.
It.
How Stella got her groove back?
I don't think.
I'm sure that came up a few times.
Probably.
Is this a certain
I missed
genre?
That movie. That was a good movie. Anyway, we're off track. Army of Darkness. Very good.
Seriously?
Nice.
Nice.
I have to watch that.
It seems pretty obscure, but
very off topic. But every time I see The Wire, the main like the black dude that is his partner, he was the dude in
Waiting to Exhale,
and he's the dude that couldn't perform. And that's all I see when I think of him in there. It's terrible. But anyway, continue.
What a legacy.
I know, right?
That just popped up in my head. I was like,
super nice though.
Poor thing.
Even though
doesn't matter. Couldn't perform.
He couldn't perform.
Right. Doesn't matter. That was to be you, dude.
That was fun. You all got those. I didn't know any of those, so you all are better than me. Better.
Yeah, that's movie trivia to the.
Me.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Okay, I think there might be maybe a gift in the back there, probably in a blue bag. I don't know.
It's a blue box, and it says
maybe
to Renee and JJ. Hope you enjoy finishing off your nursery. It's another one, and this one. Here, I'll open the last one.
No, go ahead.
No? Okay. All right. Oh, I'm terrible at opening. I always have to rip it off. I was doing this at, my mom gave me a gift, and I just kind of ripped it off. And she was like, you're terrible at opening gifts. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Keep it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you must fold it up and keep it forever.
I wonder if that's like, you know, when you, at your bridal shower, if you rip them, that's how many kids you're going to have. I wonder if you're going to have like more kids if you
I've
rip them here.
Oh, I think there's totally science to that. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
oh, it's little wall hangings, little four-piece wall decor. Oh, my God. I can't wait to hang these up.
Okay. I have to get the room straight.
Yeah, we have to get the room straight. This is so adorable, and it goes along with the lamp. Oh, my gosh.
It's so cute.
Excited.
So awesome.
Oh, we got to get this room done. Okay, they're going to be... Oh, they're going to have a better room than us, because our room is not decorated at all. So their room's going to be looking all... Thank you all so much. That's amazing.
You're welcome.
That's so super cute. Oh, my God.
Baby stuff is awesome, and it's fun to have a nice nursery and get everything ready.
I'm going to pass out.
You're going to pass out?
No, because I'm blushing. I get really hot. Okay. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So are there any more gifts?
Yes. We have a gift card here.
Yes.
Okay. And also check your regular email, too. Your show email and your regular one.
Okay. I'm checking my show email.
Oh, he's checking the show email.
And it said, Irma Gerd. Double the Valentine's, double the fun. We love you guys and can't wait to meet Zoe and Maya from the Franks. Brandon, Karen.
Oh, thank you.
Amelia. Yep.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Thank you all so much.
And
it's so
regular.
Awesome.
So my regular?
What?
Somebody said check my regular.
Check your regular email.
Oh, check your regular email, yes.
Jay's?
Which?
Jay's. Okay. I don't know which one.
Okay,
just
I'll check
your
I'll
other
check.
One. You know, if you're like me and you have Jay's. Like 15 emails.
I only have one.
I have LeBron's gig. And then I have Jerry J. Oh, there it is. I don't like the new Google thing. This is from Mr. Paul Fox. Thanks, Paul. Hey, JJ and Renee. I hope you have a wonderful baby shower.
A BB shower.
Bang, bang. Lots of love from the Fox family, Paul, Gia, and Xanthia in, I said her name wrong. I'm sorry. In Hong Kong. Love you guys.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you all so much.
Wow.
Don't start crying again.
It's all right.
No more crying.
It's just a constant stream right now, really. I mean.
Oh my gosh. I'm just this is crazy
beside
unexpected.
Myself that of this. This is just awesome. This is like, we had a, I don't know, it's kind of like when we had our wedding.
Yeah.
And then we shared it online.
We shared online and everybody online saw us get married.
Yeah. And then we have the baby shower and it's online, but also we have Clark sitting here and everybody calling in.
I know. I can't wait to show off the twins. So everybody can see them online.
Okay. Well, okay. So we have, a couple of more, submissions that I need to say or to play for you guys. And this one is from the Spags, including Mateo. So.
Oh my God.
Hi, Renee and JJ. This is Nicole and Mateo. Say Mateo. And we wanted to wish you all the best and congratulations on the new little Valentines. And Mateo, is there anything you want to say? No, he's just breathing. Say congratulations. You sound a little off, buddy. Wake up. You say, get some sleep.
I want sleep.
So have a good one. All right, so we're here for you if you ever need anything.
One.
You want to come? They can come on Nerd Parents, right? Say Nerd Parents. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your pregnancy. I hope it goes well.
It'll be full.
What? Okay, Mateo's calling me. So,
have it.
Yeah.
Have it.
Oh, you want to have it? You want my sunglasses? Okay. All right. Say bye.
Bye,
JJ. Bye, Renee.
Come on, Renee, JJ.
Aww. Yeah. Say we love you.
Help.
All right.
He said help.
Bye.
JJ.
So that's kind of a little preview of what you guys are going to have to be dealing with.
I want that.
I can't wait. Oh, can they stay that age? You just make them say stuff.
Can I have my kids call me JJ instead?
No. Sorry.
JJ.
It's cute, but no.
And I have one more. This one is from Joel and from the lovely Jocelyn.
Aww. Oh my God.
Hello, Valentines. This is Joel. I am unfortunately alone because Jocelyn had some other things she had to do. It's been a crazy Monday here in Halifax, but we wanted to send a quick message to you guys to say congratulations. We were thrilled to hear that you guys were expecting minions, and we know that you're both happier than orcs on a gnome hunt, so we are sending you all of our love and all of our XP to the new gamers, to the old gamers. That's you, JJ. And we will hopefully see you sooner than later. Bye, guys.
I love that he's the old gamer.
I am. I'll wear that badge proudly. And I have to say, I'm glad Joel's a great sport because we're supposed to have him on the show and we're supposed to go on his show. And it's
never
just been nuts.
We never went on each other's show.
The past few months that it's just been nuts. We've been trying to do this since probably January.
Yeah. So eventually we're going to be on each other's show. It's going to happen.
Well, we've already been on his show.
Yeah. He needs to come on our show.
Yeah.
But thank you all so much.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Oh. Okay. I have one more to bring in.
Okay.
I'm getting there. I promise I'll get there.
Oh, no. Take your time.
You are fine. I'm just trying to clean off my desk from chocolate. No, aunts, you may not have my.
Yeah, do not let them do that.
Yeah, they can't have that.
I can't believe Clark's here.
I know. Clark's in our room right now. This is so crazy.
I'm just a minute behind. Sure,
yeah.
I'm not caught up with you guys.
Hello? Oh, I thought I heard someone.
No, oh, that was my, Siri.
Oh. Oh, you have the guy Siri.
I have the guy Siri,
I have Siri, and he has an Australian accent.
Oh. Of course he does.
Of course. Okay. Awesome. So, Aaron, let me see here. Okay, let me see. I just had to add Aaron because I was behind on that one. So as soon as Aaron comes on, we will do that. There he goes. So I'm going to add Aaron now. Oh, boop, boop, boop. Why can I not add him to the group call?
Which?
Just to add people too, I think.
It won't let me add him as a Skype call.
Who?
Aaron, that dude.
Oh.
There we go.
We have him on our Skype. Can you add him?
Yeah, I'm pulling him in now.
Yeah, because it won't let me add him as a Skype call. How weird is that? Oh, there he goes. Okay, I've got him.
Oh.
I have some security.
Okay.
I have some security measures.
Oh. I am a threat.
Hi, Aaron.
What's going on, Aaron?
What's going on, family?
What's going on?
It's good to talk to you.
Surprise.
I know. This is crazy.
Man, it's kind of crazy.
Nuts.
You wonder why I've been avoiding you at work.
I was wondering, man. I'll send Aaron a message like, what's up, man? And it was like, he gone. I was like.
So you wouldn't be able to keep it a secret if he had talked to you?
No. So you have to understand, Aaron and I, we kind of tell each other stuff before we tell everybody else. Mm.
Right.
So.
You would be like, Aaron acted really weird.
So I was wondering what was up, man.
That
I was kind of
so
like.
Funny.
I'm not going to lie. I started getting worried, man. I was like. What's going on?
Like, what did I do to offend him?
Well, it wasn't that. I was like, something's going on.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to have to call him and be like, what's going on?
I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to everybody, you know, worked really hard on trying to get you all the stuff. Yeah. So
that's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, man. You got some good friends, man.
Man, oh, yeah. They're the best. It's like, we have, like, I never imagined that my friends would be like they are now.
I mean,
six, seven years ago. It's like, now it's like, you know, I can't imagine any other
way. Yeah. I think the way they said it, or whoever says it, we all said it about Frog Pants and our friends that in this whole circle, it's like the family you get to choose, you know,
yeah.
You know, and Aaron, you're part of that family too, man.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say y'all can't get rid of me.
Yeah, it's like these are some of the best friends that I've come to know, and
it's real, man. Like these people from all over the country, different countries, man. I'm in shock. Like I'm amazed that I was even able to be a part of this. Y'all, you know, y'all know what y'all are. You know, I don't get emotional and sentimental.
well, you're a new daddy now, and you got that baby girl, so they know how to break you down. I'm telling you.
I noticed that you got Raphael and Donatello, and I got Michelangelo, and I was like, yes.
Now I'm going to get one for myself. I want to come in my size.
Oh. What? A whole – when's your T-shirt? Hey,
so we need Leonardo now.
I might have a Leonardo shirt already.
Nice.
So I just want to say, if y'all need anything, y'all already know where I'm at.
Yep.
You
know,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Y'all already know that we support y'all and 100% are, you know, just excited.
Yeah.
So.
And give your wife our love. And
tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, no doubt. And tell her, just to let y'all know, I'm on this call because everybody inside is asleep, so I'm outside.
Oh, oh, thank you.
You're supposed to be getting some sleep now, too, man.
You need some sleep.
Yeah, all right. Whatever. But thank y'all, well, man. Thank I appreciate you, y'all, for everything y'all done for me, man.
All right. Oh. And reply back to me tomorrow, damn it.
I will. I definitely will.
Aaron and Aaron is from the Black Astronauts Podcast. Everybody, yep. Just to let y'all know.
Yep.
Awesome podcast yep. network.
So thank y'all. Peace.
Bye, bye. Aaron. Oh.
Okay. Well, I think that is everything. Wow. And we all, this whole community, just wanted to say how much we love you guys and how. You guys are just going to make amazing parents.
Oh, my gosh.
And we really love you.
We love you guys.
I miss everybody so much.
Yeah. And it's really, I don't know.
If,
really
and if I can't go in 2015, I'm going to, I don't know.
We may have to just drive.
You guys better go. You better go.
We may just have to drive.
Yeah, I'll probably drive because I don't want to fly with them that age. So we might just have to drive out there. Which would be crazy too, but
maybe we take a 2-week vacation or something. Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
So I want to say really quick, just a thank you to everyone, Nikki and to Becky and to Clark and to every single person that is in the chat room and who, you know, contacted us because they wanted to be a part of this. And I mean, there's so many more people who knew about this and, you guys do not know how much love there is out there for you guys.
Yeah, and we feel it.
We like, yeah, I definitely feel it.
And I'm just shocked that
I am totally in shock right now.
We had no idea.
Zero idea.
Yeah.
Zero. I was like, Kim is pregnant. Kim getting married. Kim is.
Oh, hell no. To either of those. Yeah.
And Renee said this in the chat room. And this is something that we want everyone to know, especially if we know that you're not crazy.
Yeah. Don't be crazy.
But we do have a guest room. And we do, if you're ever in the Louisville area, or if you want to come see the Louisville area,
yeah, or if you're just passing through, you need a place to stay without paying for a hotel,
yeah, just feel free,
yeah,
to let us know. I mean, it can be short notice. Just understand the house may not be clean. I will clean the bathroom real quick for you, you know. So we have two bathrooms, but that bathroom we'll make sure we get that done. But we do have an open house and I mean, you guys are family. And like I said, just don't be crazy. And we know which ones y'all are. Yeah. So.
We know the crazy ones. So then y'all know right now.
Yeah.
So. And I want to thank everyone for letting me just, you know, be their little spokesperson here for you guys. And, we know you're going to be amazing parents.
Yeah. We're shocked. And
yeah. I have so much thanks in my heart and I just can't express
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Just
it's like thank you. I just can't say it enough. It's just thank you for being in my life. You have enriched it.
Yeah.
To the point of it'll never be the same again.
Yeah, this community, I mean, like so. I told Aaron and everybody else, I mean, you guys are family. And it's just, you know, so much love that you know, you all give us and we give you all and it's real, you know, and that's just how it is, and that's what we love so much about this community, you know.
Before Tank Girl, I'm gonna miss her etouffee.
Is Before Tank Girl going?
No.
I think they're in the same boat as us.
They're not going. But
well, they're not having a baby. They're not having twins. Sorry.
Yeah, they're having twins.
Oh, you're gonna start that rumor now.
And that's the other thing. We're gonna start a. We might start having Kim on so we can have a gossip section of the show.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Gossip. Who's pregnant next?
Pregnant now in the frog pants community?
Who's dating who in the frog pants community?
We are great at doing that too, aren't we? Group text is the best invention ever.
Yes. Never side hug JJ. He will make you turn around and give him a full frontal hug.
I will.
He's like, I ain't doing no side hug.
I do side hugs. I'm sorry. I am not that awkward guy. At least I try not to be. So.
Oh, that's so funny.
Man. So.
Wow.
I think the one thing that we do want to do that we always do on the show is that we do want to do birthdays.
We at least want to do birthdays. Can we at least do birthdays? Because we're like backed up. Like, we're like constipated.
It is your show now. I am giving you over your show again.
We're at least gonna do birthdays.
Yeah, we gotta do birthdays because we have like two, three weeks of birthdays we want to cover.
That's our fault because we apparently can't do a show. So, birthdays. Woo! Michelle Yeager Turner, who is a fitness person here in Louisville, shows up in the news sometime. She's awesome. Yep. Her birthday is May 26th.
Yep.
Heather Hilton had a birthday. Woo!
Happy birthday, Heather Hilton.
May 26th. Rick Morris, which I can't remember his nickname.
Rick Morris over, he did the...
Help me out. I'm pregnant.
No, he does the podcast. Yes. He's up in, or he's in Ireland.
Yes. But I can't remember his handle. Oh, crap. Anyway, his birthday is May 28th. 28th. That's what it says. Kelly. Hold on. Ow.
Oh.
Sorry, it hurts to sneeze. Kelly, my friend from high school, her birthday was May 29th. Woo! A co-worker, Elizabeth, her birthday was June 3rd. Whose birthday was on?
War Crusher's
His birthday
was on June 3rd.
Woo!
Yay.
Richard Douglas Spark.
Yep, from the Tadpool.
His birthday was June the 4th.
Yep.
And our good friend, Serve.
Serve's birthday was on June 4th.
Daisy Girl.
Daisy.
Love him. Her birthday was also June the 4th. My little sister's really good friend, Jennifer Williams. Her birthday was June the 5th.
Yep. Dana Turner's birthday was June 8th.
Yep. I went to school with her.
Yep.
Michelle Sergiu from the Tadpool.
Yep.
Woohoo. Yep. Yay me. June the 8th.
Yep. She's doing a little traveling and she's got some awesome pictures up.
Oh, really?
Yep. So I hope she's having a great time. And today, Kevin Woon.
Woo!
His birthday is today.
From the Tadpool.
Yep.
Yay.
I'm sure he's having a great time with Mava.
Mava.
Yep.
Brittany Huntley, my cousin. Her birthday is this coming Friday.
And Boven, Bob Wolpert. His birthday is on Saturday.
Yay. Ooh. See, we're all caught up on birthdays. Man, if we had to wait till next week, we'd be on birthdays the whole entire show.
And I think we're going to save our show notes.
We're going to save our show notes.
For next week, because we have some pretty good topics, because we're going to talk about the California Chrome.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next time. California Chrome's whiny-ass owner.
And Clark. Yeah. Everybody, Clark, Nikki, everybody that participated and
you all
that wanted to participate and everything else. Thank you all so much. Thank you so much for driving up here, man. And
I loved it.
And doing this. It's just amazing. I'm gonna offer this man some water before he leaves the house.
We have that bottle water in the car, but it's hot.
Well, I'm gonna offer him some water because last time they were here, we offered him a drink.
Oh, that's true. We didn't. That was so horrible of us.
To be honest, him and his wife gave us moonshine margaritas.
And we didn't offer anything to drink.
What the hell?
We're terrible.
Horrible.
Hey, you can come stay here, but we might not offer you anything to drink. Or we might not offer you a hot beverage.
But we have to bring our own.
But I'll clean, the bathroom and the bedroom for you.
Yes. Yes, you did do that.
Well, cool.
Awesome.
Well, so let's go ahead and wrap this up real quick. Where's it at?
Are we doing our show notes? Oh, so I just want to say thanks to Kim, Nikki, and everybody, and Clark, and everybody who put this on. You all knocked my freaking socks off.
Yeah, that was a shock.
So I definitely want to say that, first of all.
So go ahead.
No.
Because I have to ask, was it me that, were you listening on your way out? And I was like, you didn't get back.
I was like, all right, I'm turning around.
Like, you didn't get back here, man.
There's no way he's going to come here and not say anything. He just drive all the way up here and not say hi.
But
if you want to reach us by email, like some people have, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. And I also want to say, I put this in the chat room, I don't talk about this often, but my pregnancy blog is valentinemom.com for those of you who want to follow along with my pregnancy.
Yeah, and if you want to call us like the California Blue Cross Blue Shield folks, you can call us at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-BCAST. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. You can follow everything that Kim does and all her great tweets and everything at Just Kamali. And where else can they reach you, Kim?
Well, that's the main place. But I also, if you see any tweets or Facebook things from Doghouse, that's me as well.
Oh, and also you and Mr. Feist and Mr. Ralphie got the Catching Up.
We TV. Do. Oh my God, Ralph is going to kill me if I don't say that. Yes, we do a podcast called Catching Up With, and right now we're doing Doctor Who with mm-hmm. Johnny Feisty and Ralph, yep. And they are amazing, amazing, amazing co-hosts, and I love them to death.
Yep. And then you also have Ladies Elite.
Oh, and I also have
Zombanista.
Zombanista has just joined the Geek Girl Network.
Yes, I saw that.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, she's Audrey is an incredible lady, and I love her. And did you guys see Five Truths and a Lie last year at Dragon Con?
Yes, we did.
That's her show.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was such a good show.
Host of it, that's Audrey. And so, yeah, we're Ladies Elite is on it and Zombanista is on it now.
That is awesome. Cool.
Very, very cool.
So, again, thank you, everybody, so, so much. What was I going to say? I can't remember what I was going to say.
I can't remember. It was awesome. This is the best Valentine cast we've ever had.
Yeah. So, those that are listening, you know, I want to go ahead and just apologize, you know, if there's gaps and stuff in here. I'm going to equalize everything, but, you know, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, but it was
an awesome show. Tears were shed, laughs were had, cupcakes were eaten, and all the great goodness, and hugs were given. And I will say, I'm glad my neighbor wasn't at home, because I would have got a text from him saying, there's a weird guy setting stuff out on your porch. And I've been like, what the hell? So, but you all have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Bye now.
Bye, everybody. Bye. I can still dance while I'm praying.
So you guys really had no idea?
Nope. No idea at all.
Zero. Look at us talking during the outro. We never do
that's
that.
That's fine. Because it's over.
Because it's over.
Here we go. I'm gonna fade it out.
You fade it out.
Yep, fade out. Boom.
That is
fade
not
out.
A fade out.
Oops.